Revenge of the Electric Car is an insider's view of an historic shift within the automotive industry, filmed behind closed doors between 2007 and 2010. Director Chris Payne says he and his crew earned trust among major automakers, promising not to release the film until 2011.
We documented the experience by basically building a relationship, and I think we were lucky with the four especially that we ended up with for our film to track some really amazing characters. Quite happy to throw it all on the line.
The documentary takes place during an especially difficult time for the U.S. auto industry. The American economic recession and the federal government bailout of two key automakers. Payne says it's also a time when former General Motors vice chairman Bob Lutz pushed his ailing firm to build an electric car, a program the company had killed in the 1990s.
This guy is Mr. Detroit. In fact, in the film, you kind of see like he's a madman character with his cigars. And I think he had some kind of epiphanies with Daniel. He goes, I want my last project to like be maybe for a higher good. And I also want it to be a damn good car.
In the film, we see how Bob Lutz decided to give a green light to GM's electric car, the Chevy Volt.
We were discussing how Toyota was running away with the technological image and the environmental image and so forth. And I said, well, why don't we at least do an electric prototype?
The Volt evolves into an electric car with a range-extending gasoline engine that GM brings to market in December 2010. A month later, the Volt is honored as Car of the Year at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. In the film, we also meet dot-com billionaire and startup entrepreneur Elon Musk, who invested much of his personal fortune in developing the Tesla, the first modern electric sports car. As the first sleek model rolls off the production line, the Tesla chief executive is standing by to give it a spin and affirm his company's success.
Tesla's going to put thousands of these cars on the road. But beyond that, really what matters is, are we making a difference in the world? And for us to make a difference in the world, we have to build a lot of cars. You know, until we see every car on the road being electric, we will not stop. So, you know, this is really just the beginning of the beginning. All right.
Despite Musk's confidence, the film makes clear that the road ahead for Tesla will continue to be bumpy and financially perilous. Payne also takes us into the boardroom with the Renault-Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn. He banks his company's success on the Nissan Leaf, an all-electric mass-market vehicle with a 160-kilometer range.
This guy is such a diehard capitalist that he's not going to do anything if it's not like a mathematics equation at the end of it that's going to be good for his company. And he decided to put $6 billion into the electric car.
We think it's going to be a huge return. It's going to change the face of the company, it's going to change the face of the brand, and it's going to change probably even the image of our industry. So what is at stake is huge.
Besides profiling industry titans, Payne introduces us to Greg Gadget Abbott.
That's just my next door neighbor. He's always, as long as I've known him, he's been converting electric cars. And there's a lot of people doing this.
I've got a Triumph Spitfire, a GT6, and a 67 Camaro. My latest project is a 356 Porsche Speedster.
Revenge of the Electric Car isn't just a movie about auto industry CEOs and engineers. It's also about the electric cars themselves and the budding consumer interest in them. Ray Wirt is editor-in-chief of the automotive blog Jalopnik and a commentator in the film. At a festival screening, Wirt tells the audience that car enthusiasts can also love electric cars.
And I think that so often we talk about fun cars and we think Mustang, we think Corvette, we think Porsche. How much cooler would it be if you didn't have to worry about filling it up with gas? That would be a real cool car.
After viewing Revenge of the Electric Car, Dave Simison and Betsy Heaney from Annapolis, Maryland, say they'd certainly consider an electric option.
Betsy, during the movie, she got her iPad out, and she's looking up the cost of a Leaf. And it was like, I think, $25,000. And, well, you know, that's kind of in the range, because you're going to save money on gas.
My husband just has to get in the car, and he will buy it. I guarantee you.
Filmmaker Chris Payne's Revenge of the Electric Car suggests that early adopters like these are helping to write the next chapter in automotive history, a post-gasoline era that could be good news for business, consumers, and the environment. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.